Let me ask you this. Where does manpower fit in this equation?
Well, we're struggling to find talent just like everybody else. What we do is place people at client sites. So we're constantly looking for people. In fact, on an annual basis globally, we employ over 3 million people. So we're looking for people all over the world to send to our client sites. So we're struggling to find key skills as well. I mean, we're just like everybody else. So we're struggling to find people to send to our clients, and we're also looking for talent in our offices around the world.
One of the things that I've heard in researching the series is that the pendulum seems to have swung, whereas once businesses were quite willing to do a lot of on-the-job training or development of their employees to get them from the point where they're ready to do the job to the point where they're actually doing the job, the pendulum is all the way on the other side in a lot of cases now, that the employers are, just as you say, looking for someone who is already the perfect fit for this job.
Yes. Think about where we are in the economy. Budgets have been cut, and training budgets, unfortunately, were among those that were cut first. And businesses haven't been booming back. Business hasn't come back at the rates that I think businesses would like, so they haven't put a lot more money into their training budgets. That's one of the main things that worries me about the fact that businesses don't think this is an issue. They need to be investing in their employees. Another issue is we need to continue to train our incumbent employees. There's so many changes going on with technology and just the way things happen in the workplace that if we don't continually update the skills of our incumbent employees, they're not going to have the skills needed for us to continue to compete.